Jerry Bader Show, 1021. Yes, we can take calls on this. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. With this cough, yes, I'll take calls on just about anything. Did you watch an old episode of Star Trek last night? No, I'm kidding. We will not take calls. Jason's rolling his eyes. It was a joke. Oh, because now they're going to call? No, we'll tell them I was only kidding. That we'll do that on a different star date. I kid. I'm going to make myself cough. You have to admit it was funny. Come on. All right, we are talking about the email dump and how the media is trying to portray this as new. Scott Bauer wrote a story for the AP, the Green Bay paper, put over the cover, the headline rather. Walker downplays release of investigation records. That's because they're old news. Now, I know they're not old news to us. They're new news. But for investigatory purposes, if that's a word, they are old. And nothing new will come of them. Greg in Manitowoc. Greg, how are you on the Jerry Bader Show?
Good morning, Jerry. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah. All I can say in reference to the emails is, what difference does it make? You know, the quote, the most selective memory loss in the last 30 years in Washington, the leader of the real war on women. I mean, you know.
And Greg, a fine point on your part, but I would just go one step further on it. These are the result of a concluded investigation, which we never got in Benghazi.
You got that right.
That this is, but there, I'll tell you what, people can be stupid. Now, actually, you know what, Jason? I need you to play that thing. Do you have the thing handy again? I want you to play this again, and I want to comment on how distorted this is. This is some group called American Bridge 21st Century, I'm assuming. Go ahead.
We've consistently operated within
stop
the law.
Stop it when I tell you to stop it.
Continue to going forward.
Stop. Okay. Said we've continued to follow the law. Like Scott Walker broke the law. Really? Then why hasn't he been charged? Continue.
There was not a clear wall of separation as required by law between his county staff and his campaign
staff.
Stop.
That's not true. That's not true. His campaign staff can legally communicate with the county executive's office and can offer advice. It can't go the other way. Do you think if there was one damn email where that went the other way, that he wouldn't be in chains right now? What Charles Benson just said there is false. Next.
Walker was in the loop on campaign emails sent by his county employees during the workday.
The emails open a door. Some might
I'm unclear on what that second reporter is referring to. I'm not even sure, but anyway, go ahead. Here's Charles Benson again.
Secret door into what was going on inside Scott Walker's office.
Think of this as a secret club. Its members were Scott Walker, plus his top aides from both the campaign.
Stop. Yes, they had a closed email system. If there was any problem with that, again, he would have been charged already. Go ahead.
And the county exec's office.
The thousands of emails released today show Walker communicating with his county staff and campaign staff almost daily.
It appears Walker...
Stop. That in and of itself isn't necessarily a problem, depending on what the communications are. If the communications were anything improper, look, remember, John Chisholm revealed some of these. I think it was at Kelly Rindfleisch's sentencing. I may be wrong on that, but I think that's where it was. He did that because there was no smoking gun there, but just as is happening now, he knew it would look, well, it looks like there's something there. If there was, he would have charged Scott Walker. Continue.
Is referred to as SKW, knew of the illegal campaign communications. Archer wrote, "I use this private account quite a bit to communicate with SKW.
We've consistently operated within the law.
Stop.
We continue.
If it's illegal, why wasn't he charged? Why wasn't he charged? The media is acting like they are seeing this before prosecutors ever did. It's amazing to me. The problem is all of this is going to be out there, and I do think it's problematic for Scott Walker. And I think there does need to be a pushback here. I think he thinks, this will all just go away. The governor has a tendency to do that, just as George W. Bush did. There is so much biased, incredibly biased, news coverage that can be used in this type of thing over and over and over again. And Debbie, what's her name, Schultz, even jumped in on this yesterday. Democratic National Committee Chair Debbie Wasserman Schultz of Florida, in a conference call with reporters, attempted to link the Walker investigation with scandals that have hit Republican New Jersey Governor Chris Christie and Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell. Here's the difference. This one's closed, and they found no wrongdoing on Scott Walker's part. Is anyone in the media going to say that to her and say, oh, by the way, Congresswoman Schultz, you know that this is closed, right? And that these are pieces of evidence from a closed investigation. Yes, I'm going to repeat that ad nauseum. If these ethical scandals are the way Republican governors lead, that's not something we all make. That's got to be something we all make sure voters pay attention to, said Wasserman Schultz. Now, they do. I mean, I'm just telling you, this is not going to go away. It just isn't. I don't feel the pushback has been I shouldn't say that. I think there is going to have to be strong pushback by Scott Walker on this. Because what this email dump has done is just essentially create all sorts of campaign ads for Democrats. Now, there are a couple of tidbits. One deals with a joke. I've heard this joke before. I've had it emailed to me. When I've had it emailed to me, I delete it. In April 2010, Michael Best and Friedrich paralegal Kelly Thielen sent Kelly Rindfleisch on Walker's staff a joke about someone whose dog supposedly qualified for welfare because they are mixed in color, unemployed, lazy, can't speak English, and have no freaking clue who their daddies are. I have received that joke many times. I don't find it funny. I simply delete it. Rindfleisch wrote back, "That's hilarious and so true." I disagree with her assessment that it's hilarious, but whatever. In another email sent in July 2010, Thomas Nardelli, Walker chief of staff, chief of staff for Walker at Milwaukee County, forwarded Rindfleisch and others a joke about someone who has a nightmare about turning into a black, Jewish, disabled gay man. "Oh God, please don't tell me I'm a Democrat," the email concludes. It's just another stupid joke. It's a dumb joke. Here's the part that's going to get a lot of attention. As you know, Rebecca Clayfish was in a primary for lieutenant governor with State Representative Brett Davis. Most of conservative talk radio supported Rebecca Clayfish. I stayed out of that race. Interesting things said by Walker's people about Rebecca Clayfish. I'm going to get to that in 5 minutes. How's that for a tidy little tease, huh? It's 10:30.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.